Francis Townsend says the United States is committed to working with Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf to control terrorist activity along the border.
First and foremost, we're working with our Pakistani allies to deny the safe haven.
But during an appearance on the Fox News Sunday television program, she had this response when asked if the United States might have to take additional steps on its own.
We're working with them, but the president's been clear. Job number one is to protect the American people, and there are no options that are off the table.
A short time later, Pakistani Foreign Minister Khurshid Kasuri warned against military strikes. He spoke on CNN's Late Edition.
If you have superiority in technical intelligence, please share that with us. And when you talk of going after targets, you will lose the battle for hearts and minds.
The exchange followed the release last week of a report by the U.S. intelligence community that warned of a resurgent al-Qaeda. The report said the terrorist organization was able to set up centers of operation in the border region in large part because of a failed peace treaty between the Musharraf government and tribal leaders. National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that President Musharraf's attempt at a political solution in the region clearly backfired.
Rather than pushing al-Qaeda out, they made a safe haven for training and recruiting. And so in that period of time, al-Qaeda has been able to regain some of its momentum.
McConnell went on to say he believes al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is alive and well somewhere in the tribal areas of Pakistan. But he stressed that Pervez Musharraf is one of America's strongest allies in the war on terrorism, noting the Pakistani president has launched an offensive since the demise of the agreement with tribal leaders that has resulted in heavy casualties for the Pakistani military. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, the White House.